The History of Manga Art. Listen to a talk at an evening course about manga art. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 9, using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Good evening, everyone. I'm very pleased to see so many of you here tonight for another talk in our History of Art course. Please welcome our expert, Joe Sotono, who will be talking to us about manga art. Joe, can you tell us something about the origins of manga art?
Good evening, and thank you for inviting me. So, let's start at the beginning. The word manga is a Japanese term that can be translated as comic or humorous. It was first used in the early 19th century, but the art form itself is much older. This may come as a surprise to many of you, because we tend to associate comic book art with the 20th century. But in actual fact, we can find its prototype in works that date back to the 12th century.
That would suggest that manga could be at least 900 years old.
Yes, indeed. We have 4 scrolls from that time, known as the Scrolls of Jumping Animals and People. The first and the most famous is 11 meters long and 30 centimeters wide, and was intended to be read from right to left. It showed a series of drawings of people, but particularly animals such as frogs, rabbits, monkeys, lions, and foxes. The artists, probably more than one, had a special technique for drawing the animals' legs so that they simulated running, which is still used by many manga artists working today. The animals were often depicted performing human tasks in a very comic way. There are scenes of them fishing, bathing, riding donkeys, buying and selling, participating in Buddhist ceremonies, and more. The artists use strong black lines to draw their figures and create a sense of gesture and drama, giving the scenes a tone that is always playful and fun. Because it is so effective, this type of line work is still used in manga art today.
So, what happened between the 12th century and now?
There were no developments in the style until the 18th century, when it became popular for making picture storybooks. These books were usually sold in the entertainment area of Edo, the old name for Tokyo, so often featured actors of the famous Japanese kabuki theater in comic situations. But it was the most famous of all Japanese artists, Hokusai, that gave manga art its real boost in 1814. I'm sure you are all familiar with Hokusai's print of the Great Wave of Kanagawa and the 36 views of Mount Fuji. He was actually the artist who invented the term manga after becoming extremely interested in the black line technique. Due to the artist's fame, the style received more attention and it gradually became more popular.
But that was 200 years ago. Today it's incredibly popular.
Yes, the manga story took a big turn after World War II. Japan was then under the occupation of the United States, and when the Americans arrived, they brought with them their own comics and the animated versions called cartoons. For example, Mickey Mouse, Betty Boop, and Bambi. These inspired Japanese artists to use their manga art for a similar purpose. They initially published single manga pictures, which then became short strips in newspapers that, in turn, evolved into monthly comic magazines. They were usually published in black and white, with only a few pages of color and few written parts, because they were designed to be read very quickly. At the same time, Japanese artists were studying animation, or what they call anime. Astro Boy, with his very big eyes, was the first great success. But others soon followed, including One Piece, Golgo 13, and Dragon Ball. Today, Japanese anime accounts for approximately 60% of the world's animated cartoon television shows.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Good evening, everyone. I'm very pleased to see so many of you here tonight for another talk in our History of Art course. Please welcome our expert, Joe Sotono, who will be talking to us about manga art. Joe, can you tell us something about the origins of manga art?
Good evening, and thank you for inviting me. So, let's start at the beginning. The word manga is a Japanese term that can be translated as comic or humorous. It was first used in the early 19th century, but the art form itself is much older. This may come as a surprise to many of you, because we tend to associate comic book art with the 20th century. But in actual fact, we can find its prototype in works that date back to the 12th century.
That would suggest that manga could be at least 900 years old.
Yes, indeed. We have four scrolls from that time, known as the Scrolls of Jumping Animals and People. The first and the most famous is 11 meters long and 30 centimeters wide, and was intended to be read from right to left. It showed a series of drawings of people, but particularly animals such as frogs, rabbits, monkeys, lions, and foxes. The artists, probably more than one, had a special technique for drawing the animals' legs so that they simulated running, which is still used by many manga artists working today. The animals were often depicted performing human tasks in a very comic way. There are scenes of them fishing, bathing, riding donkeys, buying and selling, participating in Buddhist ceremonies, and more. The artists use strong black lines to draw their figures and create a sense of gesture and drama, giving the scenes a tone that is always playful and fun. Because it is so effective, this type of line work is still used in manga art today.
So, what happened between the 12th century and now?
There were no developments in the style until the 18th century, when it became popular for making picture storybooks. These books were usually sold in the entertainment area of Edo, the old name for Tokyo, so often featured actors of the famous Japanese kabuki theater in comic situations. But it was the most famous of all Japanese artists, Hokusai, that gave manga art its real boost in 1814. I'm sure you're all familiar with Hokusai's print of the Great Wave of Kanagawa and the 36 views of Mount Fuji. He was actually the artist who invented the term manga after becoming extremely interested in the blackline technique. Due to the artist's fame, the style received more attention and it gradually became more popular.
But that was 200 years ago. Today it's incredibly popular.
Yes, the manga story took a big turn after World War II. Japan was then under the occupation of the United States, and when the Americans arrived, they brought with them their own comics and the animated versions called cartoons. For example, Mickey Mouse, Betty Boop, and Bambi. These inspired Japanese artists to use their manga art for a similar purpose. They initially published single manga pictures, which then became short strips in newspapers that, in turn, evolved into monthly comic magazines. They were usually published in black and white, with only a few pages of color and few written parts, because they were designed to be read very quickly. At the same time, Japanese artists were studying animation, or what they call anime. Astro Boy, with his very big eyes, was the first great success. But others soon followed, including One Piece, Golgo 13, and Dragon Ball. Today, Japanese anime accounts for approximately 60% of the world's animated cartoon television shows.